Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fallen Dragon by Peter F. Hamilton, narrated by John Lee. Chapter 1. Time was when the bar would have welcomed a man from Xantiu Braun's Strategic Security Division, given him his first beer on the house, and listened with keen admiration to his stories of life as it was lived, oh so differently, out among the new colony planets. But then that could be said of anywhere on Earth halfway through the 24th century. In the public conscience, the glamour of interstellar expansion was fading like the enchantment of an aging actress. As with most things in the universe, it was all the fault of money. The bar lacked money. Lawrence Newton could see that as soon as he walked in. It hadn't been refurbished in decades. A long wooden room, with thick rafters holding up the corrugated carbon sheet roof, a counter running its length, dull neon adverts for extinct brands of beers and ice creams on the wall behind, big rotary fans that had survived a couple of centuries past their warranty date turned above him, primitive electric motors buzzing as they stirred the muggy air. This was the way of things in Kuranda. Sitting high in the rocky tablelands above Cairns, it had enjoyed long, profitable years of one of Queensland's top tourist-trap towns. Sweating, sunburned Europeans and Japanese had made their way up over the rainforest on the sky cable, marvelling at the lush vegetation, before traipsing round the curio shops and restaurant bars that made up the main street. Then they'd take the ancient railway down along Barron Valley Gorge, to marvel once again, this time at the jagged rock cliffs and white foaming waterfalls along the route.